Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of the bracha of Hamotzi over the Lechem Mishnah Friday night. The halacha is when you make a bracha Hamotzi, you should not be mafsik. You should not make a hefsik with dibur, with talking between the bracha and the achila. And if you did talk in between, you made Hamotzi Lechem La'aretz and you ate your bread, the halacha is you have to make a new bracha because you talked in between. That's called a hefsik. That's called interruption and you have to make a new bracha. There is exception to the rule. If you talked about in Yanei Suda, then you don't have to repeat the bracha. For example, he said, bring the salt, or he said, give that person to eat. In Yanei Suda, it will not be considered an interruption, and you will not have to repeat the bracha. But the Ramah says, L'chatchila, even for the salt, you should not be mafsek, you should not talk in between. And the Mishmur writes even more, that let's say someone's saying Kaddish, and you made a bracha, Amaitin, you're about to eat, you should not answer Amen. You should first eat the bread, and then say the Amen. You should not be mafsek, you should not interrupt, even with the Davish Shemekdusha, between the bracha and the achila. And the Shulchan Aruch in a different place says even more, says, not only should you not be interrupted with talking, you should not interrupt between the bracha and the achila by being quiet, doing nothing for too long. And the Ramah says, more than kedei dibur. The Mishmur explains, there's two differences between this chumra and the din of not talking in between. Talking in between is even one word. Masha'inkein, interrupting with being quiet, with waiting, that's dafka of the length of kedei dibur. And number two is, talking between is li'ikuva. There, if you do that, you have to repeat the bracha. Masha Inkein, if you're quiet, even a very long time, you don't have to repeat the bracha, but it's a point that it's only b'di'evah, but b'chatchila, you should eat immediately after the bracha. Now, not only that, the Mishmur says that when you're eating the food, you should make sure you swallow some before you talk. What's the reason for that? Because really, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when someone tastes something, doesn't swallow it, you don't make a bracha. It's not a chiyuv bracha. So the chiyuv bracha is only on the swallowings. Therefore, you should not talk until you actually swallow. If someone talks before they swallow, it's a shayla that you have to repeat the bracha. L'maisa, we don't repeat the bracha. Now, the halacha is that not only should you swallow something, but l'chatchila shevechatchila is, you should really shouldn't talk until after you eat a kazayis. So, shloim haka matchak, l'chatchila, a person should eat a full kazayis before he talks between the bracha and the eating, you should eat a full kazayis. Now this din, that if you talk in between, you have to repeat the bracha, is even for the people being yaitza with the bracha. For example, someone hears someone else's bracha and he's been yaitza. He says, amen, that's not a hefsek, that's part of the bracha. But now, he should not talk until he eats. If he talks, he should repeat the bracha amaitzi. And the halacha is, if the one who made the bracha for everyone, he talked in between, he has to repeat his bracha. But everyone else is still yaitza that bracha, because they got the bracha ready. Just because he talked and he has to repeat his bracha, they have no problem with that. Akaponim, that is a quick synopsis of the halacha of hefsek between the bracha and the achila. Everyone have a wonderful day.